Hey everyone, and welcome back to Cyber Mornings Daily. Another day, another batch of cyber shenanigans for us to unpack.
Right.
And today's deep dive. Oh boy. We got three stories today that I think are really going to drive home the point that cybercrime, it's not just this abstract thing, you know.
Yeah.
It's getting personal.
Yeah, you know, it really is. And I think what's so striking about these cases that we're going to talk about today is just how different they are from each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the tactics that these criminals are using, they're going after vulnerabilities and company networks, but they're also, you know, tapping into human emotions.
Right.
It's a reminder that we all really got to be careful.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so first story. This one is, it's unsettling, I think.
Okay.
Imagine going through one of the most personal, you know, emotionally intense things in your life, you know, fertility treatment.
Right.
And you're trusting these doctors and this technology and hoping for the best.
Yeah.
And then bam, ransomware gang hits the clinic.
Oh, wow.
That's exactly what happened to Jamia, a major IVF provider in Australia.
Wow.
These guys are known as the Termite Gang. And they didn't just steal like financial data.
Uh-huh.
They got medical records, patient details, even genetic information.
Oh my gosh, that's a huge violation of privacy.
Talk about a violation.
Yeah, and this is not an isolated incident either.
Right.
Healthcare is becoming a bigger and bigger target for cyber criminals.
Why is that?
Well, hospitals and clinics, they have a lot of really valuable data.
Right.
But a lot of times their security systems aren't as strong as they could be.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, there's this immense pressure to pay the ransom fast because it's, you know, people's health,
yeah,
people's lives at stake.
You can't just wait, you know, weeks or months.
Right. So it's this like perfect storm for exploitation.
Yeah. And it's so interesting how they got in.
Okay.
Through a Citrix server.
Hmm.
And they got away with almost a terabyte of data.
A terabyte.
And get this. They went on the dark web and bragged about it after.
Oh, wow.
It's almost like they wanted to get caught.
Yeah. It's concerning for sure, that kind of bravado.
Yeah.
But I think it also tells us something about the mindset of these criminals, right? There's this arrogance.
Like they're untouchable.
Yeah, almost like they're untouchable.
Yeah.
But they do leave behind digital footprints.
Right.
And law enforcement is getting better at tracking them.
Well, let's hope they catch these guys.
Yeah.
But this is definitely a wake-up call.
Yeah.
Okay, story number two. This one is all about phishing, but with a really nasty twist.
Okay.
We're talking about EncryptHub. And this is a cybercrime group that has been causing trouble all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys are not your average phishers.
Okay.
You know, they're not sending out those emails with like the obvious typos.
Right.
These guys are sophisticated. They create fake login pages.
Oh, wow.
That look almost identical to the real deal.
Oh, no.
For VPN, Sparksoft, 365, you name it.
Gosh.
I bet even some tech-savvy folks would fall for this.
Oh, for sure. And that's what makes them so dangerous. They're tapping into that human element of trust.
You know, you think you're logging into your work account, but you're really just handing over all your credentials to these guys.
Right.
And here's the worst part.
What's that?
They've figured out a way to get around multi-factor authentication.
Really?
By stealing session cookies.
Session cookies. Can you explain that to us? Because I thought MFA was supposed to be pretty secure.
Yeah, so think of a session cookie as like a temporary pass.
Okay.
It lets you stay logged in without typing your password every single time.
Oh, okay.
So even if you have MFA turned on, if they get a hold of that cookie, it's like they've got a key to the kingdom.
Wow, that's scary.
Yeah.
So even with all those security measures in place, these guys can still get in.
Mm-hmm.
And once they're in, they've got a whole bunch of malware,
right,
info stealers that grab passwords, cryptocurrency wallets, even your VPN configurations.
Wow. They're going for it all.
Yeah, they're going for the digital jugular.
Totally.
And this is why this story is so relevant to all of our listeners.
It doesn't matter if you're a CEO or just checking your email. You know, these attacks can target anyone.
That's right.
So just be really cautious about what you're clicking on.
Mm-hmm.
Always double check those URLs.
Yeah.
If something seems off, trust your gut and report it.
Absolutely.
All right, story number three. This one is about a data breach at a U.S. drug testing company.
Okay.
Called DISA.
All right.
And you might be thinking, drug test data, what's so sensitive about that?
Right.
But think about it. They got your social security number, your driver's license, and of course, those test results.
Yeah, that's a lot of stuff.
It's a treasure trove for identity theft.
Exactly. And the scale of this breach is huge. We're talking 3.3 million people affected.
Wow.
That's like the entire state of Nebraska.
Jeez.
And here's where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
There is a good chance that Dissa actually paid the ransom.
Wait, really? So they caved to these extortionists? I mean, I get the pressure they must have been under, but doesn't that just lead to more attacks?
Yeah, it's a really complex question. There's no easy answer.
Right.
On the one hand, you want to protect the data and your clients.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, paying the ransom doesn't guarantee anything.
Right.
They might not delete the data. They could even target you again in the future.
Yeah.
It's tough, and it's something that a lot of companies and law enforcement are dealing with these days.
Yeah, a tough call for sure.
Yeah.
So these stories, I think they highlight a bigger issue, right?
Yeah.
Cybercrime, it's becoming more and more sophisticated. And these bad guys are finding new ways to exploit us.
Uh-huh.
So what do we do about it? I mean, it feels like every day there's a new cyber threat story. It's easy to feel overwhelmed and just tune it out.
I know what you mean, but tuning it out, that's the worst thing you can do.
Yeah.
The key is to stay informed, stay proactive. Think of these stories as like digital fire drills.
Okay.
You know, we can learn from other people's mistakes and be more prepared ourselves.
So besides being really careful about phishing emails and, you know, dodgy links, what are some practical things that our listeners can do to protect themselves?
Yeah, let's start with the basic strong passwords. I know you've heard it a million times.
Yeah.
But it's still so important, and I'm not talking about your pet's name or your birthday.
Right.
Use a password manager if you have to make those passwords long, unique, and complex.
Yeah, and don't reuse the same password on multiple accounts.
Exactly. That's like using the same key for your house, your car, and your office.
Yeah, asking for trouble.
Exactly. And speaking of keys, enable multi-factor authentication wherever you can.
Okay.
Think of it as a deadbolt for your account.
Okay.
It's that extra layer of security that can really make a difference.
Got it. Strong passwords, multi-factor authentication.
Yeah.
What about software updates? I'll admit, I sometimes ignore those.
Oh, don't ignore them.
Okay.
Those updates often have really important security patches that can protect you. It's like getting your car serviced. You wouldn't skip those, would you?
Right.
So keeping your operating system, your apps, your web browser up to date, that's essential.
Okay. Cyber hygiene. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. What else? Any tips on what we should and shouldn't be sharing online?
Yeah. Just be mindful of that digital trail you're leaving behind.
Mm-hmm.
The less sensitive information you put out there, the less there is for criminals to take advantage of.
Right.
You know? Think twice before posting those vacation photos while you're still at the airport.
Yeah.
Or sharing your home address on social media.
So basically, be selective about what you share and who you share it with.
Exactly. Don't give away the keys to your digital kingdom.
Right. I like that.
And another important one, be cautious about the apps you download.
Oh, yeah.
And the permissions you give them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, does that flashlight app really need access to your contacts and location?
Right.
Probably not.
It's so easy to just click agree without even thinking about it.
Yeah.
I've been guilty of that.
I think we all have, but those permissions can give those apps access to a lot of your personal information.
Wow, so they sneak in there like that.
Right under the radar.
Mm-hmm.
So remember, be informed, be aware, be proactive.
Okay.
Don't be afraid to question things. Do a little research and take control of your online security.
I love that it's empowering. Because sometimes you feel kind of powerless against these cyber threats.
Right.
But we do have a lot more control than we think.
We do. Knowledge is power. And the more we know about cybersecurity, the better off we'll be.
Absolutely.
And remember, it's not just about protecting ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's about protecting everyone around us, too.
Yeah, that's so true.
Mm-hmm.
It's a collective effort. We need to look out for each other, share information, report suspicious activity.
If you see something, say something.
Right.
You know, reporting those phishing emails, those suspicious links that can help prevent bigger attacks.
Yeah.
We all have a role to play in making a safer digital world.
Oh, okay. So let's recap the key takeaways for our listeners.
Right.
Strong passwords, multi-factor authentication, keep your software updated, think before you share online, and be careful about app permissions.
Great advice.
That's great advice. Anything else you want to add before we wrap up?
Yeah. Just one final thought. Don't be afraid to ask for help.
Well, that's good.
If you're not sure about something, reach out to an IT professional or a cybersecurity expert. There are resources out there to help you stay safe.
That's a great point. We don't have to be cybersecurity experts ourselves.
Right.
But we should know where to turn for help when we need it.
Exactly.
Remember, we're all in this together, folks.
Yes.
We have to look out for each other in the digital world, just like we do in the real world.
Absolutely.
Well said. And on that note of solidarity, A huge thanks to all of our listeners for joining us on Cyber Mornings Daily. We'll be back tomorrow with more cybersecurity news and insights to help you stay informed and stay safe in this crazy digital world.
And remember, cybersecurity is a journey, not a destination.
Ooh, I like that.
It's a process of always learning, adapting, and staying one step ahead.
That is a fantastic way to put it. It's not about reaching some, you know, mythical endpoint of perfect security.
Right.
But it's about constantly learning and changing our habits. And working together and supporting each other, I think we can create a much safer online experience for everybody.
Couldn't agree more so. Until next time, stay vigilant, stay curious, and stay safe.
See y'all tomorrow on Cyber Mornings Daily. Yeah, a tough call for sure. So these stories, I think they highlight a bigger issue.
Yeah.
Cybercrime, it's becoming more and more sophisticated. And these bad guys are finding new ways to exploit us.
Mm-hmm.
So what can we do about it? I mean, it feels like every day there's a new cyber threat story. It's easy to get overwhelmed and just tune it out.
I know it can feel like a losing battle sometimes, but tuning it out is the worst thing we can do.
Yeah.
We got to stay informed and proactive. Think of these stories like a, you know, like a digital fire drill.
Yeah, okay.
We can learn from these mistakes and be prepared.
So besides being super careful about those phishing emails and, you know, the links that look kind of dodgy.
Right.
What are some practical things our listeners can do?
Well, let's start with the basics. You know, strong passwords.
Oh, yeah. Here we go again.
I know you've heard it a million times, but it's still the first line of defense. And I'm not talking about, you know, your pet's name or your birthday.
Right.
Use a password manager if you need to, but make those passwords long, unique, and complex.
And don't reuse the same password for multiple accounts.
Exactly. That's like using the same key for your house, your car, and your office.
Yeah, it's just asking for trouble.
Asking for trouble. And speaking of keys, enable multi-factor authentication wherever you can.
Oh, yeah. MFA.
Think of it as like a deadbolt for your account.
Okay.
It's that extra layer of security that can really make a difference.
Okay, got it. Strong passwords. MFA?
Yeah.
What about software updates?
Oh, don't ignore those.
I know.
They often have really important security patches.
Okay.
Think of it like getting your car serviced regularly. You wouldn't skip those maintenance checks.
Right.
Keeping your system, your apps, your browser updated is essential.
It's like brushing your teeth for your devices.
Exactly. Cyber hygiene.
Cyber hygiene. I like that.
Huh.
All right. What about what we share online?
Yeah, just be mindful of what you're leaving behind online.
Mm-hmm.
The less sensitive information you put out there, the less there is for those criminals to use against you.
Right.
Think twice before posting those vacation pictures, you know, when you're at the airport.
Yeah.
Or sharing your home address on social media.
So be selective about what you share and who you share it with.
Exactly. Don't give away the keys to your digital kingdom.
Right. Good advice.
Huh.
What about apps?
Yes. Be cautious about the apps you download and the permissions you give them.
Oh, yeah.
Does that flashlight app really need to see your contacts and know your location?
Right.
Probably not.
Yeah. It's so easy to just click agree without even thinking about it.
I know. It is. We've all done it. But those permissions give those apps access to so much.
So they really sneak in there like that, huh?
Yeah. Right under the radar. So remember, be informed, be aware, be proactive.
Okay.
Don't be afraid to ask questions, do your research, and take control of your online security.
I love that it's empowering. Because sometimes you feel kind of powerless against all this.
I know what you mean.
But we actually do have more control than we think.
We do. Knowledge is power. And the more we know about cybersecurity, the better we can protect ourselves.
Absolutely. And it's not just about us, right?
Right.
It's about everybody.
Right. It's about protecting everyone around us, too.
That's so true.
Yeah.
It's a collective effort. We need to look out for each other, share information, report anything suspicious.
If you see something, say something.
Yeah.
Reporting those phishing emails, those suspicious links that could stop a much bigger attack from happening.
Right.
We all have a role to play.
Okay, so let's recap those key takeaways for our listeners.
Right.
Strong passwords, multi-factor authentication, keep your software up to date, think before you share online, and be careful about those app permissions.
That's great advice.
Yeah. Anything else you want to add before we wrap up?
Just one final thought.
Okay.
Don't be afraid to ask for help.
Oh, that's a good one.
If you're not sure about something, reach out, you know, to a trusted IT professional or a cybersecurity expert.
Mm-hmm.
There's help out there. There are resources to help you stay safe.
That's a great point. We don't have to be the experts ourselves.
Right.
But we should know where to go to get help.
Exactly.
You know, we're all in this together. We got to look out for each other online just like we do in real life.
Absolutely.
Well said. And on that note of solidarity, a huge thanks to all of our listeners for joining us today on Cyber Mornings Daily. We'll be back again tomorrow with more cybersecurity news and insights to help you stay informed and stay safe online.
And remember, cybersecurity, it's not a destination, it's a journey.
Ooh, I like
it. It's an ongoing process, you know, learning, adapting, staying ahead of the game.
That's a fantastic way to put it. It's not about, you know, getting to that mythical perfect security.
Right.
It's about always learning and changing how we do things.
Exactly.
And by working together, sharing information, supporting each other, I think we can all make the internet a safer place for everyone.
Couldn't agree more. So until next time, stay vigilant, stay curious, and stay safe.
See you all tomorrow on Cyber Mornings Daily.